why we need a carbon price, but why it's also not enough. The largest source of Australia's emissions of climate-changing greenhouse gases is coal combustion for generating electricity. We also consume greenhouse gases for agriculture, oil for transportation. Just about everything we do in modern society uses fossil fuels and produces greenhouse gases. But let's consider targeting the biggest single culprit, and that is stationary electricity generated from coal. As long as coal represents the cheapest source of energy, we will continue to use it. If there are incentives to move to other forms of energy and we move away from coal, then without a price on it, we'll simply go back to it as the demand drops and the cost of coal reduces concomitantly. There's really no way around that. So there are only two options for altering this current reality that coal is the cheapest form of energy source in Australia. One is to put a price on carbon emissions to drive up the cost of coal and other fossil fuels, especially natural gas, which is often sold as a clean alternative to coal, but really it's still a fossil fuel, it's still limited in supply, and it still produces a large amount of carbon dioxide when it's burnt. The other alternative is to drive down the cost of alternative energy sources through new technology and more targeted investment to bring scale and focus to energy planning. Now, I'd argue that both approaches are necessary and indeed vital. A steadily rising carbon price, either as a simple tax or perhaps a more elaborate fee and dividend system or emissions trading scheme, is absolutely critical for triggering change and driving novel strategic planning in businesses and government, just about any organisation. If you know that the price of carbon-based energy is going to rise over time, you will make your business plans accordingly. If it is certain that energy costs will rise under business as usual, moreover, then governments, markets and individual consumers are going to seek lower cost alternatives. Without it in a place like Australia, I know what's going to happen. We're simply going to default to the devil we know, which is coal and gas, at least for the medium and probably in the long term for coal. The starting price on carbon doesn't need to be high, but it has to form a long-term commitment so that businesses and other planners will know that it's in place for good and it will rise over time. The worst thing to do is have it implemented and then scrapped by a new government coming in, because that will have none of the benefits of a long-term carbon price and all of the potential disadvantages. Disastrous strategy. But with a carbon price in place, we also have to clear the floor for the alternative energy technologies to compete. Now, ideally, we do this before a carbon tax was in place, but we've been talking about this for 20 years and nothing has happened. And I am totally unpersuaded by the argument that we need to put in place policies to bring down the cost of alternative energy and even to introduce nuclear energy in Australia as soon as possible without having some trigger to do so. It's just not going to happen, guys. We're just going to continue to burn coal. But concomitant with that carbon price must be a clear policy to open the floor to alternative energy technologies and to allow them to compete on a fair and level playing field. If you want to have subsidies for these technologies beyond the carbon price, that's fine with me, but make sure the subsidies are equally available to all of these alternatives. And that includes bringing nuclear power here as one of those options that businesses can invest in addition to renewables, in a commercial portfolio of options. If you've got special impediments against nuclear energy that are not levelled against alternatives, you will not get lowest cost abatement, I can guarantee that. But with a price on carbon in place, it's essential that we seek this lowest cost abatement and that we have available to us proven energy sources for delivering a low carbon baseload electricity supply. That means having renewables, but it also means having nuclear energy as part of the portfolio. And then, I say, when all of the alternatives are available, let the best technologies win.